Beijing's official figures suggest China's economy is growing at close to 7%, but very few people actually believe that. Richard Hunter is head of equities at London investment firm Hargreaves Lansdown.
Indeed, some of the companies who do business in China are tending to suggest that the growth rate may be nearer half of that sort of figure.
That uncertainty is partly responsible for renewed concerns about the impact of slowing Chinese demand on the U.S. economy. Despite a much improved job market, a high dollar exchange and low inflation makes the U.S. more vulnerable to external risks, says Federal Reserve Governor Lael Brainard, who spoke recently to the National Association for Business Economics.
Given the downside risks, we would be wise to continue to carefully nurture the U.S. recovery, and we should be cautious in prematurely taking away the support that has been so critical to its vitality.
Yes, October, it remains a possibility.
The Fed has not ruled out a modest rate hike this year, but NABE President Lisa Emsville-Mattingly says the U.S. Central Bank may have added to the uncertainty by going beyond its domestic goals of full employment and stable prices.
They added sort of a third element, which was the international element. And I think that the markets had a lot of difficulty digesting that, and there's a concept of ambiguity that I think the Fed may have introduced into the market unintentionally.
Some analysts say an October rate hike remains a long shot, leaving the door open for the Fed's next meeting in December. But in an interconnected global economy, experts say much will depend on the stability of emerging markets, even for the world's largest economy. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington.